Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
WWE is facing a lawsuit over its Saudi Arabia deal, plus AEW Rampage details, and are we getting set to hail another king? For Thursday, June the 17th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Welcome to the Riyadh season. Our signature event, Crown Jewel, will be a spectacle of historic proportions, bringing together WWE superstars from both past and present.
Whoa, maniacs! I'm all pumped up, Jack! Well, you didn't think I'd let all my maniacs celebrate the Riyadh season without the Hulkster, did you? Well, you better get ready. I'm bringing these 24-inch pythons to Riyadh for the WWE Crown Jewel on October 31st. So what you gonna do when the Riyadh season, WWE Crown Jewel, and Hulkamania run wild on you, brother? Brah!
Waking up this morning to the news that a new lawsuit has been filed against WWE, this time for allegedly failing to disclose information about broadcast deals or lack thereof in the Middle East. Now, this is not the first time that WWE have faced lawsuits over their dealings with Saudi Arabia. A similar lawsuit was settled this past November for nearly $40 million. It looks like WWE is about to do it all over again. Vince McMahon, Stephanie McMahon, Triple H, and a few other WWE directors are being accused of telling investors that they were renewing a deal with Orbit Showcase Network in Saudi Arabia, doing so whilst allegedly knowing that OSN won't be renewing the deal. OSN is stepping away from sports broadcasting and had no intentions on continuing to broadcast WWE shows. The lawsuit alleges WWE misled investors about the possibility of signing a replacement deal once this started coming to light. $300 million worth of stock was sold whilst this information was being kept on the down low. The lawsuit alleges the value of the stock would not have been as high if WWE had disclosed that they hadn't confirmed a broadcast deal to replace the deal that was ending with OSN. Now, the lawsuit states that WWE stock fell from over $62 per share to $44.50 per share when the real details of the deal, or lack thereof, in the Middle East came to light. So there is something to be said for the fact that the asking price would not have been as high if they'd revealed what was truly going on with OSN. So the lawsuit is for breach of fiduciary duty, unjust enrichment, and aiding and abetting. The plaintiff is seeking punitive and actual damages, costs, and fees. This might be an expensive quarter for WWE, and when we find out more, you will find out as well at cultaholic.com.
So I have renegotiated our contract with TNT and TBS, and we have made a great agreement, and I'm very excited about it. In 2020, first of all, we're launching a third hour of wrestling that I've talked about a lot. It'll be Friday nights at 10 p.m. It will be in addition to Dynamite. on Wednesdays, 8 to 10. So we're launching a show called Rampage. I'm really excited about it, and I wanted to do it for a long time, and it was part of our original extension over a year ago. So we're doing another show Friday nights, 10 p.m., called Rampage, and we'll continue doing Dynamite Wednesdays, 8 to 10. So very excited about Rampage at 10 on Friday nights. And actually, in 2022, and this is a great deal that they put together, and some very, very fair, very, very fair financial considerations for us in this. We will be moving to TBS with both shows in 2022. Dynamite and Rampage in 2022 will go to TBS. But we will not be leaving TNT, because we're adding another great thing for the wrestling fans, quarterly. And I'm not sure which night they'll be on, but, you know, in the past there have been great supercard specials for wrestling fans, like Clash of the Champions or Saturday Night's Main Event, The Main Event, The Battle of the Belts. We're going to have our own supercard series, and we're going to have quarterly supercards still on TNT, which was another part of this great deal that we worked out with Warner Media. So it's huge news with another show coming to Friday nights, 10 p.m., it's a great time for wrestling fans. Friday night, there's a lot of people watching wrestling.
Congratulations, Tony. You're doing it, man. And
man, that is awesome. And you know, with more programming, more money.
That was the initial announcement from Tony Khan on Busted Open Radio about AEW Rampage. And he's been chatting to PW Insider a little bit more about the plans for Rampage this week. Tony Khan has said that the show is going to debut in August on the Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern time slot on TNT. Khan said that Rampage is going to be taped some weeks, but there will be a lot of weeks where the show will go out live. And on those weeks where the show is taped, they will do it on the same day as Dynamite. So if you're going along to a Dynamite taping, there might be the odd occasion, a Dynamite show, you will get the odd occasion where you'll get an episode of Rampage thrown in there as well. AEW are planning on doing pay-per-view go-home shows live. So, as an example, the night before Full Gear in November, they'll have a live edition of AEW Rampage. And weeks sort of in the middle between pay-per-views, they'll probably tape them to save costs and logistics. Tony Khan has said that Elevation, which is the show that's a spin-off from AEW Dark, will be shorter going forward, and they're going to be taping that before Dynamite. He's also said he's planning to procure a venue to tape AEW Dark, as well as other content going forward. So Dark is going to get some preferential treatment here. I like the idea of making AEW Dark a show that is held in a smaller venue, I think, because it's the whole idea that this is like a step up to the bigger show, sort of in the way that NXT feels smaller to Raw and SmackDown in terms of size. And I think that's the kind of thing they're going for here. But we'll no details on the actual venue yet, but we'll keep across it.
Acclaimed is the paradigm shift. These two guys exchange Valentine's gifts. Yo, Eddie, why you dressed like it's 04? You look like a box of Newports. And Mox, you're out of your element. I'ma knock you out with this mic like Omega did. Call your girl, she all in my mentions, trying to hit me up for some oral sessions.
Yikes.
Wow. That was classy.
What? She just wants us to be on the podcast.
Off of the edge, fellas.
AEW!
Oh, my God. What a shot. What a shot.
Should we be called AEW now?
Also during the interview, Tony Khan talked about some of the amazing talent that has gone on to get signed after working AEW Dark shows. And he states the Acclaimed, Max Caster and Anthony Bowens, are a great example of that system in action effectively. And he says they were a team that he put together. Both guys were wanted by WWE. Khan says, I think they were both the people that WWE wanted, and I really wanted to use both of them. And then I thought about it, and I had this thought about the Acclaimed, and I brought them together. And there's a lot of teams that have gotten, I think, the benefit of Dark and Elevation as platforms that are the kind of teams that I've put together. The Acclaimed got the amazing reaction at Double or Nothing, particularly in the beginning of the Battle Royal when Max rapped. Anthony is an actor, and he is such a versatile wrestler as well. Lots of love for the Acclaimed. acclaimed from Tony Khan, who apparently WWE were intrigued to get on the books.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bow to your ordinary, my subjects. The king cometh. Long live the king!
I crown you, and you only, the true king of professional wrestling. And from this day forth, King Handsome Harley Race.
Oh my goodness. What a round of boos. Freddie Plassey, oh look at this now, he's going to be crowned. Harley Race now standing. Bobby, oh no, give me a break.
Oh, the F5. Those are coming down in midair. And it's over. Lesnar's the king of the ring. Yeah. Brock Lesnar has done it.
And the 2002 king of the ring, the next big thing, Brock Lesnar.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present the 1994 King of the Ring. Ladies and gentlemen,
Wait a minute here. My first proclamation as king is to be from this day forward known as the King of Hearts. The King of Hearts. And I want you people to remember it with respect for the King of Hearts.
Helmsley sets him up for the pedigree. Is that enough to beat him? It is.
First thing I want to be done is to get that piece of crap out of my ring.
Come on.
Because I've proved, son, you ain't got what it takes anymore. Talk about your Psalms, talk about John 3:16. Austin 3:16 says I just whipped your ass.
Is the King of the Ring returning? Well, according to Baron Corbin and Adam Pearce, it very well might be. So Corbin was on the bump yesterday talking about becoming King of the Ring. He says, I think everyone has had their eye on it, just like they do with a championship title. They want an opportunity, a chance, and they want to earn it. That's what the crown does to people. A tournament is what's necessary to wear the crown if you want a shot, talk to somebody, cry to people, and get it set up. Xavier Woods, I would love to face him in the tournament. His dream would be cut short, but I'm happy to do it and defend it in the right circumstances. He also names a bunch of other guys from SmackDown as well that he would quite happily face in a King of the Ring tournament. After this clip of Baron Corbin was shared on Twitter, and Adam Pearce retweeted it, saying, "I know that I have had many conversations with Baron Corbin on this very topic. Stay tuned. I'm up for the return of the King of the Ring. I think it's one of the most underrated tournaments in wrestling. It doesn't get the shine that it truly loves anymore. I've always been a big fan. I'd like to see it make a big time return to WWE. That'd be nice." Where is Rex? Sam Driver is on the hunt for his dog on twitch.tv/cultaholic. He's back from 6 p.m. British summertime tonight. On the podcast feed, a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps dropped yesterday, featuring Luke Hawks, Hollywood actor, stuntman, star of Wildcat Sports as well, and he is one half of the amazing tag team Hawks Airy. It's the one of the more defined father-son tag teams in wrestling. They were doing it before the Mysterios, but I'm just saying. Hear the conversation that I have with Luke Hawks on the podcast feed right now. Check out the Cultaholic YouTube channel for the latest wrestling news throughout the day. Plus, if you haven't checked it out already, maybe it drifted under the radar for you yesterday, 10 WCW wrestlers who should have been bigger stars. There are some names in here that are criminally underutilized and underappreciated, and we'll go through 10 of them at youtube.com/cultaholic. How well do you think you know Edge's pay-per-view opponents? Take the latest quiz at cultaholic.com right now, and take a look at Jack's latest column as he talks about the booking of female wrestlers in WWE. Have they taken a massive step backwards in that department? Join the conversation with Jack at cultaholic.com right now, and I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Right, you're going to be nice this time, Andrew.
You can't
tell them what
you're
saying. Tell them what you were saying.
I wasn't saying anything.
No, because we'll get demonetized because it was so nasty.
That's not fair. You're out there spoon feeding people lies with your William and Katie spoons and stuff. Come on now. Don't be doing this to people.
You don't be doing this to people. I just think it's a shame because you seem like such a nice guy. Yeah, it's different, isn't it? Behind the scenes to being on screen, you know.
Are you the biggest heel on the planet now, Andrew?
Because Adam, right? So Adam was like, oh, he was saying all this horrible stuff about the people that watching everything. And I was like, well, that's not true. Me and Owen just made a really, like, just a rubbish joke beforehand. And I couldn't stop laughing at that. It was... Oh, and now I'm the biggest bad, even though Adam's out there kicking people in the street.
When I got in this morning, there was just sausage meat just rubbed all over the keypad.
That's sign. Oh, he's a vegan, is he?
Yeah.
Is he bald?
I'm not buying it.
We've tolerated his behaviour up until now, but when I arrived for work this morning, Sam Driver informed me that Andrew had committed what can only be described as a truly despicable act. Throwing any kind of food, Yorkshire puddings or otherwise, at the Cultaholic office is in breach of Andrew's contract of employment, so the decision has been taken to indefinitely suspend Andrew Hodkinson from Cultaholic with immediate effect.
So I'm here to give Andrew his job back. However, there is one condition, and that is that he must apologise to you, the hairy, smelly, moronic Cultaholic fan base.
My name is Andrew Dingle, and I have been a very naughty boy.
Excellent. Now cry. Cry down that camera. Sam, you get a nice close-up of Andrew crying. Cry. Cry for the people. Cry for them. Now. Cry! Cry, you little bitch! I have humiliated myself time and time again for your supposed entertainment. Helena Smell comes round, and once again, Adam has to do it. Hey, Adam, put the fish on your head. Hey, Adam, put the octopus on your head. Hey, Adam, dive in a pool full of horse manure. Embarrass yourself. Embarrass your family. Well, this year is going to be different. Hell in a Cell is fast approaching, and in the predictions contest, it will be me, Adam Pacitti, your last ever Cultaholic heavyweight champion, versus this pathetic, bald, little dweeb. And I will not be the one humiliating myself. Andrew, welcome back.
We're going to beat the absolute living... slap him about like this. Slap him about. Get out of here. Boo that man. You're dead, pal. You're dead, pal. You see this? None of this broken neck shit. I'm f***ing coming for you. Adam Pacitti staring straight down at the camera. Go to your f***ing mouth. Off. There we go.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.